Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving, Father God, to say thank you for how you have brought us through the midnight hour into a brand new day, brought us through the week, brought us through the weekend, brought us through the last hour into this new hour, brought us through the last moment into this moment, brought us through the last season, Father God, into this season, brought us through the last minute, the last second, Father God, into something brand new that we have not known, have not seen, and will not know or see again. Father God, we come with an attitude of gratitude and thanksgiving and praise, and we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God, for all that you have done, all that, Father God, you are doing, and even the things, Father God, yet to be revealed. Father God, we bless you, Father. Father God, as we embrace the gifts of a brand new day, we thank you for new mercies that embrace us on this morning, Father God. We embrace this day. We thank you for this day, Father God, with a joyful heart. We confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, and anywhere that we have come short. And Father God, we take this day and we surrender this day back over to you, Father God, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done, Father God, on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry partners. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for our listening audience. We thank you, Father, amen, for this. We thank you for everything, Father God, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, hallelujah, we move forward this day, Father God, claiming your goodness in all the earth, Father God, and happy to be in your service. And we love you and we bless you and we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now that you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Top of the morning to you. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is King, Jesus Christ is Lord, Jesus Christ is everything. Amen. Glory be to God. And we come to lift him up. Amen. In the morning, we lift him up in the afternoon. We lift him up in the evening. We lift him up in the midnight hour. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise is what we do. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Have a seat. Amen. Enjoy the service. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't have to sit. If you don't want to sit, stand up and enjoy the service. Amen. Hallelujah. Where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. And we want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. For his glory resting upon us. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. And to God be praise, glory, and all of the honor. Amen, amen, amen. This is special, special, special week. Amen. Although all weeks are special, amen, it's a special day because all days are special. Amen. As we get closer to the holiday and family and friends come together, which is good, amen, and it's bad because family and friends shouldn't wait, amen, for no holiday to come together. Amen. They shouldn't wait. Amen. Glory be to God. Shouldn't wait for Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, Easter, amen, birthdays, amen, funerals, amen, to come together, amen. And we should be coming together on a consistent basis, amen, glory be to God. But we want to thank God, amen, hallelujah, for opportunities, amen. And this week here is going to give us an opportunity, amen, to share the love of God even the more, amen, glory be to God. So this week, beloved, we want to focus, amen, we're going to take a little quiet detour, we're not quite finished, amen, and our teaching on obedience, but we want to focus, amen, on the spirit of thanksgiving, amen, the spirit of thanksgiving, amen, amen, and amen. In the book of Luke, amen, chapter number 17, amen, beginning in verse number 11. And it reads as thus, now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Master Jesus, have pity on us. When he saw them, he said, go show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God with a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Amen, amen, and amen. And we want to thank God, amen, for, amen, the reading of his word, the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. Amen. We want to talk to you, amen, a couple of minutes this morning. Amen. For subject, authentic gratitude. Authentic gratitude. Hallelujah. And to God be praise. And to God be glory, and to God be honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. We're grateful. Our gratitude determines our altitude in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. When we read the Gospels, amen, and we want to thank God, amen, and we read Jesus, amen, his steps, his works, amen, and everything that he did, amen, his short span of 33 and a half years, amen, here on earth, beloved. But one thing we notice about Jesus, that wherever Jesus went, Jesus healed the people. Jesus is he's still healing the people. He hasn't changed. Jesus is the healer. In case you didn't know, just let me just let you know, amen. We thank God for doctors. We thank God for hospitals, nurses, medical professions, amen. Even thank God for medicine, some medicines, okay? But let me tell you something. None of that heals you, amen. Jesus is the healer. If Jesus don't heal you, you're not going to be healed. Amen. Glory be to God. But everywhere Jesus went, Jesus heal people. And beloved, we read here in our scripture today coming out of Luke 17, amen, glory be to God, where Jesus, amen, had an encounter with a group of lepers. Oh, glory be to God. Now, leprosy, beloved, amen, especially in the Bible times, glory be to God, if a person was diagnosed with leprosy, they were an outcast. Glory be to God. They were forbidden to intermingle with society. They had to live in their own little neighborhood, their own little circle. You know what I mean? They had their own little, you know, cliques. I mean, they couldn't go out and to the supermarkets and go out, you know, to, you know, in public, and you know, and they just couldn't go where other people went that didn't have leprosy. Amen. They were considered unclean. So they were separated. Ah, my God, my God. And the fact that these people that had leprosy were considered unclean, it led them to being rejected by others. People rejected them. Oh, they have leprosy. Can't go near them. Don't talk to them. Don't touch them. Don't eat with them. See? And so they felt rejected. And the feeling of rejection probably crept into their hearts so much that they would not only did they not approach people because they were prohibited by law to approach the fellow citizens and people around them, see, if they could even find anybody around them, but they felt so rejected that they wouldn't even approach Jesus. See? That's how rejected they were. And so the Bible says that what they did is they called for his mercy from afar. We see, beloved, amen, in verse number 11, it says, and as Jesus went to Samaria, as Jesus went to Jerusalem, passing through Samaria and Galilee, when he entered the village and the 10 leprous men who stood at a distance. They were afraid to come to Jesus. So they lifted up their voice from afar. Hey, Jesus, have mercy on us. Have pity on us. Hollering and screaming from afar. Beloved, let me stop and interject here today. Amen. So many people are in that same situation. People that have been hurt. People that have been used. People that have been abused. People that have been rejected in life, people that are considered an outcast. We know that in today, if a person considers themselves of a sexual preference, lesbian, homosexual, or whatever, huh? Whatever category, they are considered an outcast. They feel rejected by people. There's no love for these people because they're of a social class. They think a certain way. They live a certain way. See, and these people, beloved, have been so rejected that, and not only are they afraid to speak, they are even afraid to come to Jesus. Oh, my God. You see why we got to take the gospel to everybody? You see why we got to let everybody know, amen, that they are loved and they are accepted. Glory be to God. Anytime you are afraid to the point where you are apprehensive about approaching Jesus, you're in a bad shape. You're in a bad shape. Glory be to God. So here, because they was leprous, amen, glory be to God, not really even knowing, amen, what Jesus was about, they just knew that they heard he was a healer, and they was taking their chances. They was taking their chances, glory be to God. Well, beloved, let me tell you something, hallelujah. God tells us, glory be to God, hallelujah, in St. John chapter number 6, verse number 37, all whom the Father gives me will come to me, and he who comes to me, I will never cast out. God doesn't cast people away. People do that. God will never cast you away because of your sexual preference. God will never cast you away because of your prior religions and you didn't believe in God and you was a different religion and you was an atheist or whatever, wherever you come from, whatever you was about, lottie-dottie and everybody, God will never cast you away. See, we cast people away. There's people right now, they're hating on the Jews. The Jews are hating on the Samaritans. And glory be to God. And we got all this hate going on, you know, because of your religious preference. And we got all these where we're labeling people, having people feel as an outcast, having them feel rejected and unloved. But not that's not God's word. That's the devil's word. God rejects nobody. He says here, whosoever comes, I will never cast them out. Glory be to God. And we see this here where the lepers, amen, Jesus was the only person that gave them permission to come. Because everybody else would have been scattering them away. Get away, get away. You know, you stink. Get away, get away. Glory be to God. But Jesus, amen, hallelujah, he didn't reject them. Matter of fact, Jesus took notice of them. And not only that, Jesus responded to their plea. Beloved, we read in verse number 14 where Jesus said, hey, he said, I'll tell you what I want you to do. Go show yourself to the priest. Ah. Woo. We stepped away from obedience, but you see, beloved, when you're walking with God, you can't walk too far from obedience and be with God. He said, go show yourself to the priest. Now, you trying to tell me Jesus couldn't have healed them on the spot? You trying to tell me Jesus couldn't have spoke a word? Jesus couldn't have laid hands on them? Amen. And Jesus couldn't spit on them or whatever else? You know, you never knew how Jesus was going to come. You trying to tell me Jesus couldn't do that? Why did Jesus send them to men in authority? Holy men. Men of the priesthood. Woo! Leaders in the community. Ah, Ty, you see how God's word, everything tied together? Glory be to God. You can't smudge it, baby. Glory be to God. It all ties together. But check this out. The Bible tells us, in verse 14, Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest. Here they was obedient. They didn't get all in Jesus' face. Well, you, Jesus, you the one got the power, the nerve of you. You going to send us away too? You want us to go see the priest? Them priests ain't even living right. I saw one of the priests with a girlfriend last week. Mm-hmm. And that other priest, I heard he was around there, amen, stealing the church money. Mm-hmm. And that other priest, you can't even never find him. I don't know if he on vacation. No, they didn't get ignorant with Jesus. Huh? The way we want to, yeah, okay, I ain't got to go there. They didn't start sucking their teeth. Oh, never mind. I was born a leper. I guess I just die a leper. Huh? They didn't do that. Mm-mm. We see here, amen, humility. We see here humility, amen. We see here submission. Amen. They didn't give Jesus a word for a word. They didn't challenge Jesus. The Bible tells us when Jesus told them what to do, they did it. Ah, somebody say, if you want your blessing, just do it. Ah, my God, suck it, suck it. Anybody in the room need a blessing this morning? Uh-huh. Then you just got to do what Jesus said. When Jesus performed his very first miracle, a recorded miracle, that is, when Jesus was at the wedding, y'all remember that? And they ran out of the wine. And they came to Jesus. And Jesus' mother came to Jesus. And that's another story. We talk about that later. And explained the situation. And what did Jesus do? What did Jesus' mother tell him? He said, whatever Jesus say, just do it. Beloved, let me tell you something. Sometimes we are holding back our miracles. We are holding back what God wants to do in us. We are holding back our breakthrough. Amen. Glory be to God. Some of us are scarred with leprosy. Amen. The leprosy of sin and iniquity, our past behaviors. God wants to clean us up, straighten us up, take us to the best place in our lives. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we are wrestling with him. God is telling us yes, and we're telling God no. Glory be to God. God is saying do this, and we're trying to do something else. We're trying to cut a deal with him. God don't cut no deals. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's always right. Yeah, glory be to God. And Jesus told them what to do. Oh, glory. He said, go and hallelujah, show yourself to the priest. Ah, show yourself to the men in charge. Ah, my God, Sookie, Sookie. Woo! And the scripture goes on to say, and they went. And check this out. They was cleansed as they went. They exercised their faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To do what God told them to do. Now, they was not cleansed when Jesus was speaking to them. But the Bible says as they went, they was healed. As they took that step of faith, glory be to God, they hadn't gone to the priest yet, but they was on the way to the priest. And as they was walking in faith and they was looking at their skin and say, hey, this spot is gone. Wait a minute. They took another step, and this spot is gone, and this spot is gone. By the time they got to the priest, they was healed. Beloved, your obedience to God, glory be to God, hallelujah, it happens as you activate your faith. Faith without works is dead. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. God would have never opened up the Red Sea for Brother Moses if they hadn't walked to the Red Sea. He wasn't going to open the Red Sea from Egypt. There was no need to open it up because they hadn't gotten there yet. Our blessings come as we do, as we do. Be not a hearer of God's word, but be a doer of God's word. Do it, do it. No, you ain't see it yet. But when you're walking in faith, when you're walking in faith, when you're walking in faith, every step you take you closer to your breakthrough and to your blessing. All because they obeyed. They believed God because they didn't give him no lip. They believed God because they could have walked away from Jesus and went down the avenue. They could have went to the mall and did a little bit of shopping. Come on, they could have went to the grocery stores. Come on, they couldn't get in the grocery stores. I'm just drawing a picture right here, beloved. They couldn't even go to the marketplace. I don't know how they ate. They probably had to send other people. I don't know. But in simple, childlike faith. Beloved, let me stop right here for a minute. How easy is it for you to believe God when God tells you to do something? How easy is it for you to just trust God when God is telling you to do something? Are you always giving God lip? Well, what the priest going to do for me? I thought you had a better answer than that. Now, shoot, I know where the priest live. I could have gone to the priest on yesterday. Huh? But God didn't tell you to go to the priest on yesterday. He told you to go to the priest today. How easy is it for us to have childlike faith? Beloved, we got to stop letting the devil steal our blessings. Because every time we move in disobedience, the devil has scored. Every time we delay God's instructions, the devil has scored. But not on this day. But now, okay, so here you go. All 10 of them. God wasn't partial. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, God is not partial. Nah, God ain't partial, baby. What God do for one, God do for the other. Hallelujah. That's the type of God he is. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Huh? But check this out. Uh-huh. Glory be to God. So, hallelujah. The 10 of them were healed because they obeyed. All 10 of them obeyed. All 10 of them was making their way to the priest, obeying the word of the Lord, because God's word will never return void. It will always accomplish everything he sent it forth to do. Yeah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Okay, got to honor his word above his name. So all 10 of them was healed. Wasn't that a miraculous day? One moment, all 10 have lepers, huh? Leprosy, And the next moment, because they moved in the direction of faith, all 10 was healed. But now out of the 10, only one returned to glorify God and fall down to worship him in gratitude. Only one. Only one. Now, come on now. Only one. And beloved, before we beat up the other nine, we are living in a society today, beloved, of ungrateful people. How many times have you done something for somebody, and because they didn't think it was enough, or they didn't just took it and never even said thank you? Never even said thank you. Got out the car, didn't offer you $2 for your gas. Amen. Didn't say thank you. Ate your food, got up from the table, went home, never said thank you. Huh? Ministered to them for 3 hours, never said thank you. This never said thank you. And we see it all the time. I see it all the time. It's amazing. Even in the restaurants, they bring your food. They don't have to bring your food. Yeah, we know they trying to get a salary. They trying to get some money to feed them babies. They put that plate on your table. You're supposed to tell them thank you. Somebody bring you a glass of water. They ain't have to bring you that glass of water. You ought to be telling them thank you. Somebody hold the door open for you. Going in, why, wherever you're going. You trying to tell me you can't stop and tell them thank you? You're getting out of Uber, the driver. Yeah, we know they got paid for taking you to your destination, but you still don't have manners enough to tell them thank you? Beloved, I'm going to tell you the truth. It's terrible. I just watch people, and I see how people just take things for granted and act like you got to do whatever you do for them. And get an attitude when you don't do it and still won't say thank you. Here, and such a miracle like this, glory be to God, cleansed from leprosy, and only one out of 10 came back to say thank you. We see it in today's time. Glory be to God. Amen. Some days, amen, we may open up the lines and come on, somebody give a testimony for the Lord. Everybody thinking. Everybody, ain't nobody talking hardly. You mean to tell me you can't tell God thank you for waking you up this morning? Thank you for keeping you from that accident, keeping you from that food poisoning, keeping you from that, amen, bullet that was flying around in your neighborhood? You got to be kidding. Only one came back to say thank you. And he was the least likely of the bunch. Ah. Ooh, beloved, let me tell you something. You never know where your blessings are. Most times it's the least likely person. The least likely. I think so-and-so be. I got a feeling. No, something. Maybe yes, maybe no. Sometimes God used the least likely person. I don't expect God to move through that person. That might be the one God chose. I don't think my blessing's coming from you never know. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You never know. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, beloved, amen, in our scripture, amen, in verse number 16, says the one out of the 10 came back. He was the one who threw himself at Jesus' feet, and he thanked him because, but the Bible says he was a Samaritan. Mm-hmm. He was a Samaritan. He was the least likely. The least likely. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you a little bit about Samaritans. A deep hatred existed between the Jews and the Samaritans. The Jews saw themselves as pure descendants of Abraham, while the Samaritans were a mixed race produced when Jews from the northern kingdom had intermarried with other people after Israel's exile. The person least likely to act correctly would be the Samaritan. Beloved, hallelujah. The Samaritan was an outcast. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Them half-breeds. hated by the Jews. The least likely to come was the one who came and the one who got blessed. When that one turned around to tell the Lord thank you, Jesus asked, didn't I cleanse 10 of you? Yeah. Yes, you did, Lord, yeah. Well, where are the other 9? I don't know where they at. Ain't no sense of me lying. I don't know where they at. Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? Then Jesus told the one that came back to tell the Lord thank you. He says, rise up and go. Your faith has made you well. Beloved, how often do you tell the Lord thank you? How often? See, the one that came back and told the Lord thank you, the one that had a sincere gratitude, authentic gratitude, he was the one that was made whole. See, all 10 of them was cleansed from leprosy, but this one here was cleansed to the extent that you didn't never know, you would have never known he had leprosy. Ah, come on, somebody. Say, I don't look like would have been through. You never know. Glory, there was no spots. Glory be to God. There was no signs. There was no indication. You wouldn't have known he had leprosy unless he told you he had leprosy. I know sometimes, amen, when I share my testimony, amen, about me having 2 brain aneurysms, the first thing people do is they go looking at my head. And they say, oh, that's her real hair. How she got hair? And they had to take her head off. Because I don't look like what I've been through. Wow, because I was telling the Lord thank you before I went in. I probably was telling the Lord thank you in my sleep. Glory be to God. And when I woke up, the first words that came out of my mouth was thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, how often is you telling the Lord thank you? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The songwriter says, count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what the Lord has done. Glory be to God. God's people sit around complaining about the weather, complaining about the price of groceries, complaining about every ache, every pain, complaining about the children, complaining about the spouse, complaining about the president, complaining about the economy, complaining about the church, complaining about the pastor, complaining about, amen, and need I go on? I was speaking to my English teacher on yesterday. Well, she was my English teacher. I was reconnected with her on my 50th year class reunion. And we had some conversations. And then she said, Alfreda, I want to sit down with you. She invited me over to her house to come and sit down. And I want to thank God for that opportunity. But she said, I'm glad you called me, Alfreda. She said, because and I got her phone number. I didn't even have her phone number. She said, everybody else that calls me, it's a few other people that graduated the same year, you know, from my class, 50 years in high school, 50 years. I graduated 50 years ago. She said, every time they call me with bad news. She said, they only call me to tell me bad news. She says, Alfreda, it's so good to hear you today. Amen. Because you didn't call me with no bad news. The sad part, beloved, is that mostly Christians, bad news, complaining, murmuring, negativity. Beloved, instead of thanking God, let me tell you something. If you was dead, you wouldn't even know you had a pain. Oh, my back hurt. Yeah, but if you had died last night, you wouldn't know your back was hurting. You mean to tell me you can't give God some praise for your life? We got to turn all this negativity into praise. We got to turn it around and tell the Lord, thank you. My children ain't acting right, but I thank you that I got some. All my bills ain't paid, but I thank you for another opportunity. I ain't living in the best of neighborhood, but I thank you I got a roof over my head. Oh, my chest hurts a little bit, but I thank you that I can breathe. I thank you that my heart is still beating. We got to start turning things around into praise, beloved. No, Lord, they ain't acting right, but I thank you that you gave them another day to get it right. And we got to start seeing things differently. When's the last time you told the Lord thank you? The Bible says, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That means even when things not going the way you think they want or to go, you still ought to be giving God some praise. God, I thank you for what I got. I believe you's going to be better. I thank you for how I feel. I don't feel the best, but I believe you is going to get better. God, I thank you. I'm a little low today in my spirit, but I thank you because I know I'm coming up and I'm coming out. You got to learn how to turn. You got to be intentional. You got to be authentic and giving God some praise. So number one, you don't know how much many more days you got to give them praise. And I don't care what you go through, you can give God praise. Because I don't care how bad it is, it could be worse. Beloved, how often do you give God praise? I'm not talking about it, no Thanksgiving meal. The devil is a liar. Every meal you eat is a Thanksgiving meal. How often do you give God praise? Let me count my money. Oh, okay, I'm a little bit short. God, I thank you for what I got. This ain't really what I wanted to eat for dinner tonight, but Lord, I thank you for what I got. A full belly is a full belly. I get filled up on water if need be. Lord, I thank you for what I got. My spouse ain't acting right. God, I thank you that I got one. Thank you that I'm going to get one. Thank you that I don't have one. Just find a reason to thank him. Beloved. When's the last time you thank God for your salvation? The day you got saved? You got to be kidding. He's a keeper. He's a keeper. We don't have a clue of everything that God and his angels and his spirit is taking place in the spirit to protect you and to keep you from danger, seen and unseen. And you going to wait till you feel like it to tell the Lord thank you? Beloved, we need to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves and ask God to help us that we can give him some authentic. We can be authentic. We can be real. Amen. Not just saying it because somebody's listening. Not just saying it because somebody's watching. I mean, from our hearts, from the depths of our heart. Amen. We have authentic gratitude. We're grateful for everything that he has done. We're grateful for everything that... Let me tell you something. Whenever somebody do something for you, they don't have to do it. They don't have to do it. Because most of the time the devil telling them not to do it anyhow. They could have listened to the devil. Baby, there's nowhere in the Bible where I see God commands us, amen, hallelujah, to give him thanks. But let me tell you, it pleases him when we do. And it opens up the door, amen, for us to receive more, to receive more. Glory be to God. You're just so happy when you're thankful, when you're just a grateful soul. Amen. Anything and everything God gives you. Amen. So what if it's a $10 pair of shoes? It's still shoes. Whoo, my God, my God. So what if it's a raggedy car? So what if it's a raggedy car? I don't really feel that proud when I sit in my car. I'm going to be quite honest with you. I don't. At one time, I was ducking and dodging people parking around the corner. All right. I don't feel that proud but I said, you know what? This car running, sometimes it starts, sometimes it don't. And the days it run, it take me where I want to go. You know, I'll be riding that car and wave. I see somebody I know before I was ducking and dodging, I just wave, hey, how y'all doing? You need a ride? Huh? Why? Because I'm grateful. I'm grateful. What about you? Amen, beloved, as we gear up for this week, amen, and even beyond, for every day, for the rest of our lives, make sure, amen, pray and ask God to give you a grateful attitude. Pray and ask God, help you not to forget, to tell him thank you. Some of us need to go back and tell the Lord thank you for some stuff. And we pray. We ask God to answer, then God answer, and then we go on to the next prayer request, and we never told God thank you for what he did. Ungrateful. We do people that way, and we do God that way. We get offended when people do us that way, but then we don't take a look at ourselves to see that we worse. Because how can you take the mote out of your brother's eye and you got a big beam in yours? Somebody gave me a gift. A Christmas gift. I was offended. At first, I was a little offended. Because I said, I know they're kidding. That was my first response. Because I really expected something else from them, or they would have really been better off not giving me anything at all. That's what I was thinking at first. But the Holy Spirit dealt with me and dealt with me and dealt with me and dealt with me. Glory be to God. Until my whole attitude got turned around. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I said, Lord, I thank you. And told them thank you and meant what I said. If somebody give me a straw that they picked up from Wawa and put a ribbon on it, I'm going to tell them thank you. Because I'm going to be able to use this straw after I rinse it out. Because little bugs can hide in your straw. Amen. So always be careful to rinse your straws out before you use them. I'm going to rinse that straw out. Amen. And tell them thank you. And tell the Lord that I had the strength to receive the straw. Thank you, Father, for giving me the strength. And when we are grateful in every area of our life, then now we become blessed in every area of our life. Amen, amen, and amen. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, come on. Come on, today is your day. Give him your life. Amen, give him your life. He's waiting on you. Come on. Tell the Lord thank you for waiting. Amen. Ask him to forgive you for your sins. Open up your heart and invite Jesus in to be your Lord and your Savior. Hallelujah. Thank him for washing away your sins. Thank him. Amen. He died on the cross for you. Hallelujah. And you are saved, and your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Give the Lord some praise. Give the Lord some praise for being a keeper.
We don't know if we're going to see the holiday or not, beloved, but some of us need to give God some, all of us need to give God some praise that we even woke up this morning. Well, know why? A lot of people went to bed last night and didn't wake up this morning. They died in their sleep. Heart stopped beating. A vein popped. House burned down. Home invasion. Somebody came in and snuffed them out. Y'all watch the news. A lot of people was here yesterday, not here today. You see why you got to give God praise every day? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the word of God. It has come forth, and we bless you, we honor you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen, 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 and amen, amen. All right, all right, all right, all right. We will be here on Thursday morning for our service. However, we will not be here on Friday and Saturday. I have permission. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Amen. So after Thursday, we will not be back here until Monday. However, we will be meeting at the altar of prayer Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We will not be at the altar of prayer on Thursday, and we will not be at the altar of prayer on Friday. And there will be no early morning service on Friday or Saturday, or Friday or Saturday. Amen. And so that's the way it's going to be this week. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. All right. Bless the Lord. Meet us at the altar of prayer today. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray and let us keep on praying. Amen. And let us be grateful. Let us be grateful. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us be grateful. Let us be grateful for those irate people. Let us be grateful for our enemies. Our enemy is just pushing you towards your destiny. Amen. Those irate people give you something to pray for. Amen. Beloved, when we change the way we look at things, amen, hallelujah, then the things we look at will change. Amen, hallelujah. Let us be grateful. Amen, in Jesus' name. I believe that's it for today. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the precious, precious, precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we thank you, and in Jesus' name, we pray. Father God, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. Father God, we cancel it, Father. Thank you. We will not be afraid of the arrow by day, Father God, or by night, the terror by night, in Jesus' name. Bless those who serve at the altar. As they come, Father God, anoint them, Father God, as intercessors, Father God, to pray in the spirit. Hallelujah. And we thank you for their service in your kingdom. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. And the church did say, amen, 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 and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Walk in the blessing, saints, because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out.